It's Guy Love, Between Two Guys, by Kellifer, read by Love Platinum Baby.
Do you ever think it's weird? They're in Jared's trailer playing Mario Kart. Apparently, Jensen's sole function in this game is to be Jared's bitch, which is annoying but not unexpected. While he's getting his ass kicked, he has time to muse about a few things, including his most recent trip home and his visit with Steve and Chris. There'd been a similar theme to the gentle ribbing he'd received. I mean, you know, how close we are. His sister, after hugging the daylights out of him, had then proceeded to wave a hand in the air by his left side and frown. Something's missing. It's usually right here, she said with an evil glint in her eyes. Steve's first question after Jensen's well-being was where Jared was, and Chris had even asked him where his better half had gotten to. Jensen had shrilled at all of them, mostly the same way, defending his right to be a human on his own terms and how he wasn't always with Jared. Also, if even one more single member of his family used the term Pat Ackles when referring to him and Jared like they were one mutant being, he was going to be breaking out the can opener on all the whoop-ass. Jensen looks down at his feet now and only just notices that he's got them pressed up against Jared's thigh. He doesn't even remember doing it. He swings his feet back onto the floor and scowls at them like they're in on the joke. Instead of answering, Jared says, "Dude, even Sadie could play this game better than you, and she doesn't have thumbs." It's just automatic to grab a large bag of sour gummy worms when he's in the convenience store on their way home from set. He might have had a craving for the bad type of coffee they made, which necessitated the stop, and it might have been 2 a.m, but still, they were right there. They don't call them impulse racks for nothing. Jensen drags himself back into the car, and Jared is slumped against the far seat, having passed out as soon as they were in. Jensen places the bag carefully in Jared's lap because he kinda loves the high, squeaky, excited noises Jared makes when he gets candy, even if he's half asleep. He ignores the way Andrew's eyebrows go up in the rear vision mirror. Okay, so maybe Jared pushing his way into Jensen's bed on Sunday morning is technically pushing the boundaries of even something Jensen can ignore. They'd both had a lot to drink the night before, and one of Jared's joys in life was to make everyone miserable whenever he had a hangover because he didn't believe in suffering alone. Proof in point, he presses his ice-block feet against the back of Jensen's toasty warm calves. "Dude, you're kidding, right?" Jensen protests. Jared just kind of makes a half-asleep snuffling noise and rubs his face in between Jensen's shoulder blades. Jensen's really glad he wore a t-shirt to bed, because who knows what disgusting mess Jared just wiped on him. At least, he tries to tell himself that it's Jared being disgusting rather than affectionate, because that's better for everyone. His mother being nothing but understanding about Jensen choosing to spend Christmas in Vancouver to stay with Jared, who swears he's dying of black lung, makes Jensen finally flip out. "No, you know what? There's 100 people that can stay with him. I'm coming home." Jensen snaps, and even though it's over the phone, he can hear his mother's expression, and it's not a good one. "Jensen Ackles, stop being a child and stay with your..." She falters right then, and Jensen isn't quite sure what she's going to say, but she finishes with, "Your Jared," quite valiantly, and only sounds a little bit strangled. "He'll be fine," Jensen dismisses. Of course, seeing Jared's brave face when Jensen announces he's flying home that day, leaving Jared in the care of a couple of local friends who will check on him and feed the dogs, doesn't make him feel like he's ripping his own heart out. Much. "So, how long have we been dating exactly?" Jensen asks, because, well, you can't fight the tide. 4 months, 3 days, and 6 hours, Jared supplies from the kitchen, because Jensen was a giant chicken and didn't actually ask Jared to his face. Jensen stares at his nails and slumps down further on Jared's couch. "You don't have to look so depressed about it," Jared comments from the doorway. He has an 8-layer sandwich on a plate cradled against his chest. "I'm not depressed about that," Jensen corrects quickly, because he's not. He's strangely serene about it, actually. "I just feel like I should have noticed." "Well, I didn't want to spook you, so I didn't do anything obvious, like actually telling you." "Ah, okay. That makes a weird kind of sense," Jensen says, scratching the back of his head. J- Jared sits down on the couch next to him, all close and entitled, and uses one hand to squish his multi-layered sandwich down to the density of a pancake. Jensen starts thinking about what those hands are capable of, and his brain goes offline, right up until Jared waves a hand in front of his face. Steak sauce smudges on his fingers. "I spooked you," Jared says, looking glum, and Jensen laughs. "No, I was just thinking about... stuff." "Good stuff?" Jensen just smiles. Mysteriously, he's pretty sure, and enigmatically, if he's lucky. He watches Jared blush and swallow. So, he's apparently been clueless for 4 months and some change. He's got some catching up to do.
Let's face the facts about me and you. A love unspecified. Though I'm proud to call you Chocolate Bear, the crowd will always talk and stare. I feel exactly those feelings too, and that's why I keep them inside. 'Cause this bear can't bear the world's disdain, and sometimes it's easier to hide than explain our guy love. That's all it is. Guy love, he's mine, I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes. You ask me about this thing we share, and he tenderly replies, it's guy love between two guys. We're closer than the average man and wife.
That's why our matching bracelets say Turk and JD.
You know I'll stick by you for the rest of my life.
You're the only man who's ever been inside of me.
Oh, whoa, I just took out his appendix.
There's no need to clarify.
Oh no.
Just let it grow more and more each day. It's like I've married my best friend, but in a totally manly way.
Let's go!
It's guy love, don't compromise. The feeling of some other guy holding up your heart into the sky. I'll be there to care through all the lows.
I'll be there to share the highs.
It's guy love between two guys. And when I say I love you, Turk, it's not what it implies.